sexual assault from their peers. Pentagon officials say the survey results are going to lead to changes in its sexual assault prevention efforts. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More high-profile parents in Los Angeles may find themselves being outed in the college cheating scandal. Prosecutors have been digging around Southern California and talking to wealthy parents and asking for bank and phone records. Reports out there say that attorneys for some of the parents are willing to play ball because their clients don't want the publicity of being shamed, like actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Attorney General William Barr was supposed to testify before a House Judiciary Committee on Thursday, but he refused due to the fact that the Democrats wanted staff attorneys for 1 hour to question Barr after each congressman had their chance to question Barr. Congressman Doug Collins is the top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee.
It's been 206 years of this committee. Staff have never questioned in an open hearing such as this, an oversight hearing, outside of impeachment. Now, if the chairman wants these documents he's asking for, all he's got to do is start an impeachment hearing. He'll get those documents. He don't want to do it. He won't come out here to these cameras and tell you the truth. He is telling you that he wants these documents, he's going to spend it. All he has to do is start an impeachment inquiry, and then he'll get all of those documents. It's never happened in 206 years, and to say that it is precedented is just not factually accurate, and if my chairman wants to continue to be factually inaccurate, that's his problem.
But in the Senate Judiciary Committee,
we're not the Senate. Yeah, I apologize. We're not the Senate, and I think the Senate, we operate differently. So you can say precedent, and I would agree precedent in the Senate, but when it comes to the House Judiciary Committee and how we operate, it is unprecedented.
Protesters and counter-protesters are getting in some fights at Texas State over the Make America Great Again movement.
My friend and I, who happened to be wearing a MAGA hat, kind of started getting surrounded, and we started having a very civil discourse with a group of people about race relations in America.
That audio courtesy of KSAT Channel 12 down in San Antonio. Four students were arrested on Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show, the place to take the liars and crooks and cheats out behind the woodshed and give them a bit of a beat down. All righty. I just saw something in my, over the break, and my collection of stories and various different things that I might like to get to over the course of the program to give everybody a bit of a visual. My desk, and one of these days, I got to get with the times. I should probably probably post video of this. I might have to change my attire, though. Normally, when I'm wearing these clothes, I'm usually coming back or wearing these clothes. When I'm doing the show, I'm usually coming back from the gym. So I haven't even taken a shower, gym clothes on, doing the program. But anyway, my desk is it's like a manila folder forest, where I've got all these various different topics and things that I put columns and articles and things that I might want to get to here on the program. And I grabbed this one during the break. It goes along with what we were discussing last hour. And it was about Lyft. And we warned everybody about Lyft when it went public. And the story, this is actually, when was this? From Tuesday or Wednesday? Lyft received some badly needed support as analysts at banks that had worked on its initial public offering urged clients to buy the ride-hailing company's beleaguered shares. Following the required 25-day wait for deal underwriters to issue an investment opinion following an IPO, at least 10 of the banks that brought Lyft public gave positive recommendations on a stock that is down over 30% from its opening price. Anyway, again, this is a great example. This is a great example of just about everything we've been trying to teach here on the program for 20 years. Two damn decades. Two decades I've been trying to explain to people how Wall Street works and why you need to get your head checked to have an account at one of the big banks, one of the big firms. You have to be out of your mind. And this is a perfect example. Why? Let's break this down and think about this a little bit. First and foremost, this firm just took a company public at a certain price. Their investment bankers wanted to take this company public at a certain price, correct? Now, their job as investment bankers is to get as much money as possible for their client, which is Lyft. So they price the IPO, they figure out what the interest, and then they price it, and away we go. Lyft scores. Now, a good way of looking at this would be a real estate agent. Now, again, if it was just an investment bank on its own, standalone company and investment bank, our job is to take companies public. We're out there to sell these companies to the general public, and we're not going to make a recommendation on them or anything like that. We don't handle individual clients. I'd say fine, buyer beware. But I said, let's think about this as real estate. If you hire somebody, you hire somebody to sell your home, a real estate agent to sell your home, what's their job? Their job is to sell your home for as much money as they possibly can. Now, it's different if you're buying a home, correct? It's different. Your buyer's agent is supposed to try to find you a home and try to get you a deal on it. It's supposed to work with them. Now, granted, they're making more money if the price is higher, but you wouldn't hire the same seller's agent, the home you're going to buy, to be your representative too, would you? Well, that's how Wall Street works. It's pretty conflicted, isn't it? Pretty conflicted. These same stock analysts, same analysts work at the same exact firm. All of a sudden, the stock is 30% lower from its IPO price, and you're going to listen to them? You're going to listen to them. You don't think that they had a buy? You don't think that they were telling their clients to buy the stock? They couldn't write a recommendation. They didn't know that they were telling their clients to buy the stock on the opening day when the thing went to $88 a share instantly. How do you think it went that high? They found a lot of suckers. They found many greater fools out there that were willing to buy into the hype like they always do. Do you see how conflicted this is? Here's that old saying, you cannot serve more than one master. I'm going to break this down in a different way for you. These big banks, these big investment firms out there, each and every one of them are publicly traded companies. Each and every one of them are publicly traded companies, meaning what? What is their job? What are they, as a publicly traded company, the CEO of that company is there to maximize shareholder value, profits. That's their job. Now, some good CEOs are forward-looking. They're looking years down the road to how it's going to benefit a company years down the road rather than the quick hit in the here and now. Those are good CEOs. And that's a whole different thing. But the reality is that if you're a publicly traded company, your number one job, your modus operandi, is to maximize shareholder value. You are a fiduciary to your shareholders. Your shareholders come first. Now, how does that jibe? How does that jibe with them managing your money? And an example of Lyft. They made a ton of money taking Lyft public. A ton of money making Lyft public. So guess what? They want to take Lyft public at the highest price possible. Do you think that they gave a damn about you, the client, who lost money on that trade? No. No. They can sacrifice you. They can sacrifice you to some degree because you're serving the greater good of the company, which is to maximize shareholder value. Again, listen, if you are a retail store, if you're certain types of businesses out there, I get it. I understand that. You want to be more efficient. You want to show the best, the most profits out there. But when you're a profession, it's different. Who's gonna go out there and hire a doctor that has to maximize shareholder value and go out there and conduct unnecessary procedures on patients so they can make more money? Who's going to do that? Why is it any different with the people that are managing your money? They work for a publicly traded company. They are on the bottom, do you understand? They do what they're told. They all have sales managers and bosses that tell them what to do and what to buy. I've been there, people. Been there, done that. And if their sales managers say, hey, listen, this is what we've got to move, this is the product we've got to move, they're going to move it. It is what it is. They're employees. They're employees of the firm. Now, I was been asked over the years, why don't you guys take Markowski Investments public and raise all sorts of money and then maybe have more capital, expand the radio show, help you to get on more markets? No way. You know the shareholders for Markowski Investments in this radio show? My brother Matthew, my brother Michael, and myself. That's it. You know how many different things that we have said no to over the years that would have put a substantial amount of coin in our product, but was not in the best interest, in our opinion, of the general public at large? Now, I'm not doing that. It's not going to happen here. We have to put our clients' interests above our own. always. That's our modus operandi. You understand? And I get into that story a little bit. Over the years, I've told the story here on the program. I've told it in a while. And again, it was another one of those moments that you have in life. One of those moments you have in life where you get an epiphany, you learn something, and you have a choice. You have a choice, right? But life is kind of like, remember those books? Remember those books? Some of my age listeners, I loved them as a kid. I read a lot. But I used to love those choose your own adventure books as a kid, where you basically, the book was you'd read along. I don't even know if they still have them. You read along in the book, and it might be an Indiana Jones type of a story. And you get to a point in time, and your hero has to make a choice. Either you do this or you do this. And if you decide to do this choice, well, then you turn to a certain page, and the adventure continues. Life is going to offer up certain points out there, crossroads, where you're going to have to make a choice. I also think about it. I'm not big with poetry, but I'll never forget that always that poem had an effect on me, and I learned it back in ninth grade, Robert Frost, The Road Not Taken. Never forget it. Choose a path. Well, you know what? I'll talk about that. We'll take a quick break right here. You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Going to remind everyone, again, become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff, college planning kits, annuity help kits, our retirement crisis white paper, and so much more. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5900.
Mike Hewitt here. The Mueller report was finally released. Unfortunately, rather than it being used as a tool to uncover systemic problems within our federal bureaucracy, it's been weaponized to serve the political ends of a few. Ben Franklin said, "It is the first responsibility of every citizen to question authority." Those words demand, who is investigating the investigators? Are we demanding it? When government is charged with investigating itself, the outcome is extremely predictable. Those who hold the value of money and power above justice and public trust will deliver the results that best serve themselves. Is there an Obama, Hillary, FBI, and CIA leadership investigation? How about Biden as Ukrainian money? Is partisanship more important than truth? Where's the media? King George lost the war, and our government bureaucracy isn't the sovereign. We are. We need to remember that. Visit themikehewittshow.com and tell us what you think.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Wiring money. It's quick. It's easy. It's gone forever. Wiring money is just like sending cash. Once it's gone, you can't get it back. So don't wire money to a stranger or to someone you haven't met in person. In fact, you may want to think twice even when you do know the person asking you to wire money. Scam artists sometimes hack email accounts and send out hard luck stories using the name of a person you know. Confirm the facts of any story before you wire any money. Remember, the reasons for wire transfers can be compelling, even heart-wrenching. But once the money is sent, you can't get it back, and often you can't even track it. So whether it's to a love interest or even to a name you know, confirm before you send. When it comes to wiring money, exercise doubt and check it out at FTC.gov. A tip from the Federal Trade Commission, the nation's consumer protection agency.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. Yes, you're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street show, where we're doing Choose Your Own Adventure with Chris Markowski. Again, I have told the story before, but it's kind of, it was painful for us at the time. But anyway, this is, again, I think about this and how long ago this was, but right there in my mind, those epiphany moments that you have in life. Ever notice that you can completely hit rewind and play them in your head and visualize and see the entire thing? Well, anyway, this is so long ago that the youngest of the three of us, the three partners, my brothers, Matthew, he was still in college. He was still up at Hamilton College in upstate New York when this happened. But anyway, after we... my brother and I, well, I first, and then my brother came and joined me, and working my butt off on Wall Street during the day. Again, it wasn't enough money I was making then at that time to really get by in New York and afford the apartment and everything. I didn't care. I worked at night, bartended, waited tables, weekends, you name it. We built up our business over the years. And the hard work was paying off. We really were doing well at the firm we were working at. And the investment banking deals we were involved with were being touted in the Wall Street Journal and Forbes magazine. And we were in Inc. magazine. And we were just kind of killing it. And it was a pretty good time. But it got to a point where I started to ask questions about certain things. Certain things just didn't seem right to me. I didn't like some of the things that were taking place. I didn't like some of the things that I heard. And I guess I kind of let some of them go for a period of time. Until one day. My brother and I, we were, as far as assets were concerned, we were bringing in more money to the firm, opening up more new accounts than anybody else was. And we worked hard. But we were not generating even close to the commissions that the people were around us. We were doing very clean business. And it's the kind of thing I would say. I'm watching some of these people that are around me, and I'm like telling them, this is not compliant, you shouldn't be doing it. And they would basically laugh at us and tell us to go blank ourselves. But we got a call into the sales manager's office, sales manager Jeff. Now, you got to picture this big, huge, call it a boardroom, and desks as far as the eye could see. A lot of hustle and bustle. This is back in the day where you actually wrote tickets. So you wrote tickets and gave them to your sales assistant, and they would log the actual trades and everything that was done in portfolios in pen and a book that you would have. So we got a call over the PA system there. Markowski Brothers, report. Report to sales manager Jeff's office. Bring your book. Uh-oh. Anyway, and sales manager Jeff was a big guy. I'm not small, but sales manager, I'd say about 6'4", 6'4", 6'5", about 230, 240. A big guy. And what was was really annoying about Jeff is that he was just, I just couldn't stand a guy. He was a dirtbag through and through. He'd always have that spit on the corner of his mouth that come flying out. He was one of those close talkers, too, that made it even worse. And again, he was one of those guys who was always touting all the partying that he was doing. It was just, I didn't like him. But anyway, it was my boss. It was my boss. So my brother and I, we go into his office, and he sits down, and he proceeds to start buttering us up. Kissing our ass, for lack of a better phrase, telling us what a great job we're doing, how fantastic we're doing, how great it is, all the assets we're bringing in, all the accounts, all that good stuff, right? And then all of a sudden, he's like, let me see your books. And he starts flipping pages, going through, and he's taking notes. He's got a little yellow pad right there, and he's writing stuff down and writing down positions. And then he's looking at our holding pages of what we own. And then he proceeds to tell us, you guys are just not, you're not doing enough business. You guys did a great job with this, but you got to do more in commissions here. Now, mind you, sales manager Jeff would get a bonus based off of the commissions that the brokers that he managed generated. So it was in his interest to get his brokers to churn them and burn them. And that's what he wanted us to do. That's what he wanted us to do. So he's telling us, you do this and move this. And this is, and he calculates, he said, this is, you guys could do 100-something in commissions, and it's all legit, it's all good, and your clients will be fine. And I'm like, no. Our clients are fine now. We don't need to do that. We really don't want to do that. And he stands up and starts trying to use his size to try to intimidate us. And he starts screaming. And like usual, we're getting hit with spit left and right. And he goes off on us and starts screaming at us. Yo, tell him, get the hell out of my, except to use a different word out of our office. And he proceeded to tell us something on our way out the door. That was a part of the big epiphany. Said, first off, you guys are never going to make it in this business. And he said to us that money that's there, your client's money, it's not their money. You guys need to understand that it's your money. And then the epiphany fully took hold. When we get back, you're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the United States is fully behind the people of Venezuela.
People are starving. They have no food. They have no water. And this was once one of the wealthiest countries in the world. So we wish them well. We'll be there to help.
President Trump speaking at the White House. The president also condemned the brutal regime of President Nicolas Maduro. Without proof, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing Attorney General William Barr of lying to lawmakers about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report.
As the Attorney General of the United States of America was not telling the truth to the Congress of the United States, that's a crime.
Pelosi also believes the Attorney General is more loyal to President Trump than he is to the American people. And President Trump said that Stephen Moore has withdrawn his name from being considered as a nominee for the Fed Reserve Board. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, kiddos. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Well, what do? We got our butts out of there. we did, and I'm fully admitting that we did something illegal. I did. My brother and I, we did something technically illegal. So we got taken to, we left the firm. We got taken to court and had to go to arbitration with the big firm. What do we do? What do? We were going to leave the firm, and we knew what was going to happen. We found out that, when we left, what they were going to do is they were going to call up all of our clients and start telling them that we were thieves and drug addicts, and they found all sorts of things in our desk and start saying all these terrible things about us after we left. And in an effort to obviously keep all the clients there where we knew, my brother and I knew that the clients would then be churned and burned, and they would lose their money. Believe it or not, this is illegal. But what we do is, I'll tell you what we did, is while we were still at the firm, we called up all of our clients, and we told them to transfer their accounts out told them, I don't care, just open up another account somewhere at a Charles Schwab, get out now, and we told them what was going to happen. By us telling our clients exactly what was going to happen, that what was going to damage them, believe it or not, was illegal. Still is. Still is illegal. And we did it anyway. We did it anyway. And again, the firm sued the hell out of us. And when I mean the hell out of us, everything. Everything my brother and I had. You know, we left the firm. We had a sort of, they took everything. And when it came down to it, when we went against them in arbitration, we won. The arbitrators, because again, we had to go to arbitration against the firm too. The arbitrators understood. Our plea was so impassioned. We explained what we did and how we were looking for our clients, that even though the arbitrators could have held us liable, they didn't. They didn't. They dismissed it. Well, not after, I mean, again, at that point in time, we lost all our money. It was gone. Wasted it on lawyers. I could have defended myself, for crying out loud. That was a learning experience. But anyway, I mean, that's what you're dealing with out there, people. That's the reality. And from that moment in time, that was, like I said, it was that, you know, we could have stayed. We could have went along with the program. We could have sat there. Could have sat there and just listened to Jeff and churned and burned our clients. And we wouldn't have lost everything. We wouldn't have had to completely start over. I had to go back again. I had to put my tail between my legs. I did. You know what? I got to go back again. I got to start waiting tables and bartending and doing it all over again. It's okay. It's okay. I did it. Okay. And you know what? All the better, right? So sometimes you're faced with those choices in life. Make the right one. And believe it or not, more often than not, the right choice is not always the easiest choice. And we vowed from that point in time, said we're gonna eventually open up our own firm. We're gonna do things the right way. We're not gonna show anybody the door. We're gonna be the best. We're not gonna be the biggest. We know that. We're just gonna be the best. And that's what we strove to do. And that's what we did. But anyway, there you go. There's a story of the Markowski Choose Your Own Adventure epiphany. Anyway. You know what? We're gonna get onto a different topic. But you know what? Why don't we take a break, take a quick break right now, we'll get into this and got some financial planning stuff, millennials, cost in parents, what it means, the relying on parents, and I'll probably go off on a rant about this too. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. The unemployment rate for veterans of all eras ticked up slightly to 2.9 from 2.7% in February, but was still the lowest record for March since 2000, as the overall unemployment situation for veterans and non-vets continued to improve, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The unemployment rate in March was 2.9% for male veterans and 2.6% for female veterans. The unemployment rate of 2.9 was down from 4.1 in March of 2018 and was nearly a full percentage point lower than the total unemployment rate of 3.8 in March of 2019. The 3.8% overall unemployment rate for March was unchanged from February. For post-9/11 vets, the unemployment rate in March was 3.1% compared to 5% in March of 2018. I'm delighted to see more and more vets with good jobs. Thank you for joining me for A Minute with a Colonel.
Hey, Watchdog listeners, are you in the process of planning for your retirement? Hey, make your time work. Make your time count. Prepare for the retirement crisis, because yes, we're in a crisis, with my free white paper. Available for your download on WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. This white paper covers everything you need to know about preparing for the retirement crisis, including Social Security, pension financing, budget, and Encore careers. Don't wait. Download right now at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
A perfect day to fish. It's cold but sunny. Let's try the north side of the lake first. Ready?
Almost. Life jacket on?
No, I'll be fine.
Water temp is about 40 degrees. It only takes 1 minute for cold water shock.
But I can swim.
You should always wear a life jacket when boating.
Okay, I'll wear it.
Good. Let's catch some fish to take home to our families.
I bet I'll catch more.
I bet you don't.
Be ready for the unexpected. Wear it. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council. Learn more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
Well, here we are again, and this is looking like a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
Ron, the size difference alone is staggering.
Oh, unbelievable, Jim. And this guy is acting like he doesn't have a care in the world.
What is this guy thinking, Ron?
Well, this is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. Railroad tracks are more dangerous than you think. See tracks, think train. For more safety tips and information, visit seatracksthinktrain.org.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. All right, here we go. Millennials' story, by the way, Fox Business. Millennials often define being an adult as being financially independent. I get that's part of it. Part of it. My longtime listeners know it's not just financial independence. It's also ownership. What I mean by ownership is you own everything in life. You take responsibility. But anyway, a new survey finds the majority of young people still depend on their parents for money. Latest survey found 70% of adults ages 18 to 34 received financial support from their parents within the last year. With almost 3 in 5 millennials saying they couldn't afford their lifestyles without the support. Now, wait a second. Okay. I looked at this. I said, okay, I'm a parent. Okay. I'm going to still, my kids are working and struggling at, you know, a young age. You know, I got to give them a little bit of money from time to time. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. That's what being a parent is. It's okay. But couldn't afford their lifestyles without the support. What that tells me is you got your kids on welfare. That's not good. That's not good. If your kids, are getting a regular check from you to get by, it's a problem there. This survey found, get it, a third of millennials get help with rent or mortgage payments from their parents. 2 out of 5 who own homes also receive payment money from their parents. You got to be kidding. I'm sorry. No, that's wrong. And to any of you parents out there that are doing this, what you're doing is wrong. It's wrong. You know what you're doing? You think you're helping your kids, but you're not. You're depriving them of something. You're depriving them of that accomplishment of going out and building something and owning their own home, doing it by themselves. Overcoming obstacles and achieving goals is what makes us human. And you think you're helping them? How many people out there remember? I remember I remember my first home. I remember my first home. I remember cutting the grass on my first home and the pride that I had. I saved and I saved and I put the down payment. I put like 40, 50% down on my first home that I had. We had a little pool in the backyard, and the first time after moving, sitting in that pool, the Florida sun looking up, and just, it was one of the greatest feelings I've ever had. Ever had. And I will never forget it. You're taking that away from your kid. You're taking that away from them. Don't do that. Okay, I'm sick and tired of hearing this nonsense about what certain things cost and student college debt and all this. I get that. I understand. Many kids out there, you made the wrong choice. And parents, I know, many parents feel guilty. Many parents answer that, I shouldn't have allowed them to take out all that student loan debt. Listen, if you feel bad about that, pay down some of their debt. Don't put them on welfare. Give them a gift. Here's a gift towards your student loans. Stop depriving them of life. I've got more on this when we get back, and maybe a little bit of a pep talk as well. Don't go anywhere. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We shall return.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Howdy, kids. Welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Again, always honored to have you tuned in to the program. Yeah, another story. This actually off CBS News this past week. Adult children are costing many parents their retirement savings. Half of American parents have cut back on their retirement savings to help pay their children's bills. Parents are putting their kids' car insurance, cell phone bills, credit card debt, and health care costs ahead of their own needs to grow their retirement funds. Please, you're not helping. You're not helping. Let me give you some parents out there some advice. okay? Maybe even some grandparents out there as well. Grandparents, a little different, okay? Give them check to, from time to time. I get that. But you're creating a bit of a monster. You are. You're creating a bit of a monster when you do this. There is more job openings in the country today than I've ever seen in my lifetime. Countless. Wherever I go. Wherever I go, I see help wanted signs. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with going out. Going out and getting, guess what? Getting your hands a little dirty at night or on the weekends to help one get by. You know, when people ask me, they do. People ask me, you've called all these things over the years on the program, all the collapse of the dot-coms you called, and all this stuff, and your ability to see stuff before everyone else does. What did you study? What did you study? What did you read? What classes did you take? Where did you go to school? Where did I go to school? Well, I'd have to go back and I'd have to take a look and think about all of the jobs that I had throughout my life. All of the little jobs, from shoveling snow to babysitting to camp counselor to construction to digging pool holes to framing homes to waiting tables to bartending, working at the mall, working at retail outlets, you name it. Countless odd jobs here and there is what has made me what I am today. What, the class? You think I remember the crap from my business classes in college? I didn't even take them. I didn't major in business. Took a few business classes, had some internships. You think I remember that stuff? No. No, it's funny now. To this day. All these Ivy League schools, come and get it your MBA here. And, you know, we got executive MBA programs. And what do you want me to do, teach the class? I'm going to sit and I'm going to listen to these professors that, what are they going to teach me? You don't teach me, I teach you. I mean, listen, a wise man learns from a fool learns from no one. But I'm taking a look at the curriculum, it's a waste of my time. And that's part of the problem, people, is that you believe it or not, you are enhanced. People don't think that. A lot of college kids fail to realize that you are enhancing your resume by doing those small jobs, by doing those little things. I had people interviewing at Markowski Investments, and I take a look at the resume, and so much looking at the school and a GPA. I give a damn about that. I start looking, okay, oh, wow, this one worked, you know, at the U.S. Open Golf Tournament and doing the marketing and trying to get the word. I look at the little things that they're doing. Whereas you did that and this, and that's going to enhance who they are. Those are the things that actually build character. Hey, just sitting there in a classroom. Just sitting there in a classroom and following it and writing some papers from time to time. Okay, you know, sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's not. But the reality of the situation is going out there and doing something, really doing something, is much better. And I'll be honest with you. I wish they would change the way we educate kids at schools. I think it would be great if kids in high school should be allowed to have internships where they would get actual credit for actual jobs, side jobs that they had. Sure, they would have to write a paper based upon what they learned or how a business worked and how it operated, how that business marketed itself. I think that would be fantastic. Because, again, aren't we all trying? Aren't we supposed to be providing tools? What did Mr. Miyagi say? No such thing, bad student, only bad teacher. We're not teaching properly. We're not. We go back, we make fun of millennials, and I do too, for participation trophies and self-esteem crap. Oh, we can't hurt little Johnny or Sally's self-esteem. We can't do that. You know how many coaching clinics I've been to? Coaching, going way back, years and years and years ago. Never say anything negative. What? No, I'll say something negative. I'll serve it up in what we like to call a poop sandwich, where we'll say something positive, then something negative, hence the poop, and then something positive again. But you know what? Yeah, you have to point out negative things. All these fake trophies and fake self-esteem and fake this and fake that, leading you to what? Kids that feel like they're entitled to something. Give me something. Hand me something. I want this. I want that. It's nonsense. All nonsense. But again, whose fault is that? Listen to Mr. Miyagi. Anyway, let's take a break. A lot more we got to go over on the program today. Oh, man, I am so far behind. I'm looking at the manila folders here on my desk. Way behind. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is pushing back after Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said Attorney General William Barr committed a crime by lying to Congress. Now, Barr was a no-show at a House Judiciary hearing on Thursday, saying he did not want to be questioned by committee lawyers. McCarthy tells reporters it was Chairman Jerry Nadler who caused all the problems.
We expected to hear from AG Attorney General Barr. Chairman Nadler decided to change the rules to satisfy the very obvious desire to impeach President Trump.
The California Republican was speaking at his weekly press conference. A 22-year-old accused of killing two students at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, is appearing in court on Thursday. Tristan Terrell has been charged with 2 counts of murder and 4 counts of attempted murder. Police believe he did target the Kennedy building on the school campus, but a motive remains unclear. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they could help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump and the First Lady participate in the National Day of Prayer service at the White House.
As we unite on this day of prayer, we renew our resolve to protect communities of faith and to ensure that all people and all of our people can live and pray and worship in peace.
The Earth will have a close call with an asteroid in about a decade. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
In terms of the universe, this 1,100-foot-wide asteroid will be making an extremely close pass to us in 2029. The space rock called 99942 Adophis will come within 20,000 miles of our planet. Okay, just to put that in perspective, the moon is 240,000 miles from the Earth. The asteroid is expected to return in 2036. They say it will miss us that time, too, but after that, it gets a little bit harder to calculate.
Thank you, Chris. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141.